Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, all eyes on Davos, Switzerland. The World Economic Forum is meeting in Davos, Switzerland, and Jack Posobiec gets detained by the Praetorian Guard of the World Economic Forum. Yes, that and so much more. If you want to get your free copy of the Great Reset booklet for a gift of any amount brought to you by Turning Point USA, just go to tpusa.com. We talked this entire episode about the Great Reset. But if you want the new book that I wrote of how we're supposed to respond to it, just go to tpusa.com, follow the prompts, and be able to get your free booklet at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Check it out. A gift of any amount gets it there. $10, $15, $20, $100, whatever you want to give to help support Turning Point USA's work. That's tpusa.com. As you listen to this episode, think to yourself, you know what? I do want to get behind what Turning Point USA is doing. So just go to tpusa.com, follow the prompts, $5 gift, $10 gift. We'll get you your booklet. And we'd love to send it off to you. Support the program at charliekirk.com/support. Also, hope to see you at our Young Women's Leadership Summit at tpusa.com/YWLS. Our Student Action Summit coming up in late July, tpusa.com/SAS. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. A lot to go through this week, action-packed week, and we are going to start with the most important thing happening in the world right now. All eyes are on Davos. Davos is a mountain town for the elite and the ruling class in eastern Switzerland. When you hear about Davos in the coming days, it is the meeting of the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum is a member organization of prime ministers, of heads of government, of treasury secretaries, of celebrities, business leaders, people of influence who want to remake the world in their image. You heard President Donald Trump back in 2016 say over and over again that we need to stop globalism. Well, Davos is the center of global government. Davos is where the most powerful people in the world engage in almost sandbox type behavior, and they throw around ideas on how they want the world to operate. Some of them might seem radical at one period of time, and then all of a sudden we go through something dramatic and unprecedented, and those very predictions that were made years prior all of a sudden seem to be in closer grasp. We're going to go through in great detail. What is the World Economic Forum? Who's in charge of the World Economic Forum? What are the stated goals of the World Economic Forum? Because right now, as we are doing that program, this program, they are wining and dining and having martini hour and champagne sipping, enjoying how the global agenda in some parts of the world is closer to being ushered in. The World Economic Forum has some specific stated goals, and we're going to go through all of them. But what's interesting about the World Economic Forum is they hide in plain sight. You see, instead of trying to do it all secretly, the elites of the world said, well, what if we actually lead with our greatest vulnerabilities? You see, the World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, a German engineer, they engage in their activity in forums and in panels and speeches instead of smoke-filled rooms or private meetings. Those happen as well. But you see, they've decided to design a paradoxical communication strategy where the treachery is televised. Listen to Klaus Schwab in Cut 3 say, the future here is built by us, by a powerful community as you are here in this room. The stakeholders of larger communities as we collaborate. Now, for those of you that are James Bond fans, as I am, I love the James Bond series for a variety of different reasons, until they've gone woke, which seems they are going woke. There is a, I think, rather entertaining and well-written James Bond film called Spectre. The villain in that film is acted out by an individual by the name of Christoph Waltz, who is also German, and he dresses the same as Klaus Schwab. The entire movie is about how the world elites all meet hiding in plain sight at opera houses and other public areas to design how they are going to take over the world. Play cut three.
The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world, that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community, and second, that we collaborate.
Straight out of central casting for the Bond villain. I mean, they couldn't pick anybody. They couldn't pick the French guy, or they couldn't pick the Spanish guy. It's always got to be the German person that wants to rule the world. Not exactly good PR strategy. But what's so interesting is that the tactic to try to combat all the conspiracy culture is straight out of the Barack Obama playbook. So Barack Obama wrote a book called Dreams from My Father, a very bizarre title, by the way. Not Dreams. It was either Dreams of My Father or Dreams from My Father. It was a very bizarre title. Just the word choice in particular. And Obama, in this book, he wrote in great detail about everything he did wrong in his life. Now, this is when Obama wasn't very, it was Dreams from My Father. That's right. And it was about everything he did wrong in his life, all the drugs that he did, all of his regrets. And this was a unique and different political communication strategy that was being deployed by David Axelrod and David Plouffe and Valerie Jarrett. You see, the communication strategy that was being used by Barack Obama was being trial ballooned and was being tested, which is instead of trying to cover up and hide what might one day be a scintillating, very sexy or spicy news story against you, just lead with it. And therefore, anyone, when they try to mention it, say, oh, that's already been reported on. You see, you reveal your greatest vulnerability publicly, and it lessens the impact that that item has as a potential news story. It's very paradoxical because you would think that they would want to hide their greatest vulnerabilities. Now, do they lead with every single one of their secrets? Of course not. There's plenty of things that these people at the World Economic Forum are doing that they don't want to be public. But the civilizational turning stuff, the things of which the entire world hinges, the World Economic Forum, Davos, Klaus Schwab, they've come up with an idea, said, hey, instead of us trying to destroy private property and eradicate borders and get rid of meat, which is one of their goals, or diminish America as a world superpower, another one of their goals, which we'll get into, what if we, instead of trying to just hide as if we don't want that, what if we publicly espouse that? It would make it seem as if there's nothing to really report on here. The media can buy into it because they agree with those things anyway. You see, these eight predictions that the World Economic Forum has that have been published, we've covered it before on our podcast, on our radio program, but we must go through it again. And even as I go through this again, I learn something new. If this document was leaked instead of published, it would be the number one news story in the world. But the fact that they publish it, and it kind of hides in plain sight, no one feels as if it's a news item. Because it's, well, if they actually are publishing it themselves, how big of a story could it possibly be? And you see this peppered throughout all of the communication strategy at the world's elites at this gathering. Now, you're going to see in the next couple days, you're going to see people from Klaus Schwab to Leonardo DiCaprio. If you might remember Greta Thunberg's famous "How dare you" speech. It was given either at the World Economic Forum or the United Nations Assembly. I think it was the World Economic Forum where she did that. But you see, the World Economic Forum, they wrote the book called The Great Reset. This phrase, The Great Reset, is something very important that I want to reemphasize with you. Because once you understand the internationalist pressure, to reset global currency, to try to squeeze national sovereignty, then all of a sudden it is a proper lens to be able to view all the otherwise confusing news items that are unfolding around you. Why are they printing all of this money? Because they want to reset the currency. Why are they letting in all these people into our country from different lands? Because they want to destroy the borders. Why is it that they're constantly trying to have us meddle in foreign wars but not care about our own citizens? They want to destroy America's prowess as U.S. world superpower. And they don't hide it. It's not a conspiracy if it's published on their own website. Where the world's most powerful people unite and collaborate, according to Klaus Schwab, to destroy the American way of life. And it's unfolding right now in Davos, Switzerland. And if your Republican leader, politician, or member of the media is not mentioning Davos, then they are either too cowardly, they're corrupt, or they do not know what they're talking about at all whatsoever. Look, everybody, I know you love freedom and you want to defend it. And I know you love the Constitution. It's a beautiful document, and so do I. And it's the same with Hillsdale College, the best liberal arts college in America. Hillsdale's mission is pursuing truth and defending liberty. It gives its undergraduate and graduate students the best education and is working to make this education available to all, from offering free online courses to helping support K-12 schools. But today I want to tell you about Hillsdale's amazing free monthly digest of liberty. It's called Imprimis. Over 6 million households and businesses receive Imprimis for free each month. And you can join them by subscribing right now at charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. There's no strings attached while you're there. Take an online course. Take their Aristotle course. Take their Winston Churchill course. Take their Western theology course. Generous donors who love freedom make it possible for Hillsdale to send you Imprimis for free. Imprimis is one of my favorite publications, and Imprimis means in the first place. It's short, smart, useful, and fun. Start receiving your own free copy of this great digest of liberty and take an online course while you're at it. Enroll. Their Great American Story course is incredible. Visit charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. Check it out right now, charlieforhillsdale.com. So they're meeting in Davos, Switzerland right now, and everything that impacts your pocketbook and your livelihood actually goes through Davos more than Washington, D.C. The puppeteers of Joe Biden, the people that are actually pulling the strings, are the ones right now in Switzerland. Unfortunately, because America is not as strong as it once was, especially under this president, there's more power being concentrated in the hills of Switzerland than in our own land. Now, the power in America could be reinvigorated almost instantaneously with proper leadership and proper vision. But here's the 8 predictions for the world for 2030. Now, they changed some of the branding and some of the wording because it was a little bit too, let's say, it was a little bit too spicy. Number one, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. This is a goal, a prediction by 2030. Now, they word it differently on their website as of today. They say all products will have become services. Quote, I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or clothes. Shopping is a distant memory in the city of 2030, whose inhabitants have cracked clean energy and borrow what they need on demand. It sounds utopian until she mentions that her every move is tracked and outside the city lives in swaths of discontent and the ultimate depiction of a society splits in two. Second one, there is a global price on carbon. China took the lead in 2017 with the market for trading the right to emit CO2, setting the world on a path towards a single carbon price and a carbon tax. Goal number three, which is the U.S. will no longer be the world superpower. U.S. dominance is over. We'll have a handful of global powers. Nation states will have staged a comeback. And America will no longer be the world's superpower. Western values will have tested to a breaking point. What are Western values? Separation of powers. Consent of the governed. Western values are what keep us together. Western values are the best way to design and run a civilization. Some people say, well, Charlie, how dare you say Western values are better than other values? Well, I think it's a good thing that we have the presumption of innocence. I think it's a good thing that we have a protection of individual and constitutional rights. Western values are derived from the teachings of the Bible. They are human rights. Western values respect the right to speech, assembly, to run for office, independent judiciary, that not one person should be able to control others. Western values are that the few should not be able to rule the many, but the many should be able to rule the few. Western values are that tribe and skin color do not matter. It says right there on the screen, Western values will have been tested to a breaking point, is the prediction by the World Economic Forum. Checks and balances that underpin our democracies must not be forgotten, says the people who actually want to rule without checks and balances. Number seven, the values that built the West will have been tested to a breaking point. Very similar. They've changed some of the wording here, but not totally. This other one is very interesting. You'll eat less meat. The meat industry will be all but completely obliterated by 2030. So let's just focus on some of these goals again. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. The U.S. won't be the world superpower. And Western values will have been tested to the breaking point. This is what is unfolding right now in Davos, Switzerland. They are workshopping and gaming away to try to develop a set of policies and programs to make these things possible. Now, these things might have seemed out of reach, but that was before we decided to lock ourselves down, mandate vaccines on our own population, have a war on early treatments. Our reaction to the Chinese-created Fauci virus and its deployment around the world, our reaction, not the virus itself, was the gateway drug for the Great Reset. If you are confused by what you are seeing on the nightly news, why are they printing all this money? Why are they doing this? Their goal is the utopian Great Reset, and anyone that tries to sell you utopia, run the other way. More people have been murdered, died of famine and starvation, displaced from their home based on the promises of utopian narratives given by despots, dictators, authoritarians, and totalitarian governments. The promise of utopia is one of the great allures towards dystopia that humankind has ever come across. Hey, everybody. This Common Sense is brought to you by the folks at SecondVote.com. Amazing people who are fighting back against woke corporations. Subscribe now at SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Dave Black. We've had uniquely American common sense since 1776. But now we're in the era of common nonsense.
Today's nonsense comes from our inflator-in-chief, Joe Biden. As higher prices grip the country, Washington elitists want to blame everything except their own actions, from COVID to supply chains to Putin. But that's all nonsense. The truth is that we have inflation because of the left's socialist agenda. Free money in the form of benefits means too many dollars chasing too few goods. The left's war on oil and gas makes energy scarce, and their fuel mandates hike the cost of diesel, which means everything you buy at the grocery store is more expensive. Companies go along with this because of socialist ESG investing. This is when liberal fund managers like Fidelity and BlackRock use your hard-earned retirement dollars to pressure American companies into supporting liberal policies. And these companies aren't just bad actors when it comes to your investment dollars. They also take the money you spend and give it to liberal causes, just like Starbucks. They give their customers money to organizations like Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood. They ban guns from their stores. And when Trump was president, they pledged to hire 10,000 illegal aliens. At Second Vote, we do the research to expose big corporation politics by scoring hundreds of companies on traditional American values. And we want you to use Second Vote research to make better choices with your money. So please make sure you arm yourselves every day with the knowledge you need to shop smart and stop funding the left. All of the research you need is available at SecondVote.com.
I'm Dr. Dave Black, reminding you that your first vote is at the ballot box, but your second vote is with your wallet.
Make sure you go to SecondVote.com and subscribe now using promo code Charlie for just $40 for a whole year. That's SecondVote.com, promo code Charlie. So at Turning Point USA, we are always on the front lines. We have front lines with Drew Hernandez. He's actually going down to the border right now, so we're right on the front lines of the American border where our elites should be focused. We also have the amazing Jack Posobiec out in Davos, Switzerland. And we were about to have Jack on the program, but he just got detained by World Economic Forum police. The World Economic Forum police with some pretty heavy machine guns. Jack is just there as a journalist on behalf of Human Events Daily and Turning Point USA and the Post-Millennial, all the great places that he contributes and writes at. So Jack will be joining us once he is able to break free of detainment. But this is a pretty important thing that Turning Point USA is doing. We are on the front lines of just trying to ask questions of what's happening in Davos, Switzerland. And not just ask questions of the elites. They're going to have chauffeured cars and all that. But ask questions maybe of the media. A great clip from Rebel News, which I have a lot of respect for, out of Canada. They just went up to a New York Times reporter. I'm like, why are you not actually doing investigative reporting here? Why are you just kind of like whining and dining with the elites? It was a beautiful clip. So let's actually play the audio clip. This is why Jack can't join us yet. We think he's okay. Thankfully, he's not in Iran. He'll be able to get his way out, negotiate his way out, we believe. Let's play the clip here of Jack Posobiec being detained by the Praetorian Guard of the World Economic Forum. Journalism has no place in the Great Reset. Play tape.
Can I ask you guys why you're being detained?
Can you please stop filming? Then we can talk.
Why do I need to stop filming?
Because I ask you to. It's my personal right, because I don't like to be filmed.
Okay.
And it's a right in Switzerland. If I don't want to
but
be
filmed.
But
can I ask why he's being detained then? I won't point the camera at you then. I won't film you, but I would like to know why this journalist is being detained on public property.
What's detained? Can you explain
how come he's being surrounded right now? Is he allowed to leave the area?
We're just making a normal police control. Because, you know, it's WEF, everything is very sensitive.
Is there a reason he specifically was targeted?
There is a reason, because we have to have a reason to control a person.
What was the reason? What was he doing?
I don't have to tell you that.
That's the difference between an American constitutional republic and a European centralized control democracy. Do you see why I'm so clear about why America's not a democracy? Do you want to? You know why I push back when people say we are a democracy? That's what happens when you get a democracy. Democracy is if enough people want to shut you up, Jack Posobiec no longer has rights. Now, Jack is not a citizen of Switzerland, fair enough, but he came there legally. He applied for the right credentials. And if journalism is not going to be allowed in the European member countries, Switzerland is kind of its own deal, then what exactly are the elites fighting for? Let's play cut 13, which is the B-roll of the militarized World Economic Forum as I narrate this. Why? What are they so afraid of at the World Economic Forum? Jack Posobiec asking questions? Play the B-roll of them. There are thousands of armed guards as if they are guarding some sort of military operation. I mean, it's like Fort Knox in Davos, Switzerland, for those of you on radios, you look this right here. Checkpoints, snipers, drone reconnaissance, all in the very peaceful and boring town of Davos, Switzerland. And so Jack Posobiec is being currently detained right now by the guys with the guns. And that is a good lesson, though, isn't it? It's a good lesson for those of us that are fighting for individual and human rights here in America, which is they would love to be able to do that in our country. In fact, they did that in a different way or fashion with James O'Keefe. And what was Jack Posobiec doing? He just had a film crew and he was just walking the streets of Davos trying to make sure you knew what was happening to your government in Davos. And by the way, you know where Jack Posobiec is going next? He's going to Geneva, Switzerland next, where the World Health Assembly is going to be meeting. This is the front lines type of journalism that is quite often not really always done by most media organizations, especially, I mean, organizations on the left have never done this, but not organizations on the center right don't do this. But we were kind of meeting as a Turning Point team, and I said, man, let's send Jack to Davos. Like, we have to get to the front lines of what's actually happening here. By the way, as I mentioned, we have Drew Hernandez on the front lines of the American southern border. Shout out here to Rebel News. This is exactly how we're going to win. Rebel News reporter spots a New York Times deputy managing editor and says, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be covering the world's elites and challenging them, not whining and dining and being an invited guest of them? Do you see how this works now? They invite the very reporters that are supposed to hold them accountable. Play cut 8.
Rebecca, how are you doing from the New York Times? Can I ask you a quick question? It's Ivy from Rebel News. How is the public meant to believe that the New York Times is here to actually ask the tough questions when you're here as an invited guest? How are people meant to rely on the mainstream media? You don't want to explain to people why we should trust the mainstream media? No? Of course, no comment. There we go. So that's the point here is in Davos, you have the mainstream media that are not here to report the truth. They are here as part of the event, invited guests with their white name tags.
That is phenomenal journalism. I don't know who that guy's name is. The website is wefreports.org. I love Rebel News and the coverage of the trucker convoy. Ezra Levant did an amazing job with that. And so Jack Posobiec, Turning Point USA, we're right on the front lines here. And by the way, most conservative organizations, they don't want to try to challenge the World Economic Forum. But here's the thing. They're actually a lot weaker than they put on, and they know it. Their entire reign and their regime is fragile because they don't have the people. They have every ingredient they need to try to mastermind these ridiculous predictions that they have here. All products will become services. You won't own anything. America will no longer be strong. Western values will be broken. Here's the problem. Most people think you're awful. You do not have the buy-in by the body politic. You don't. Instead, you have to go try to send and deploy armed guards against journalists you don't like Jack Posobiec, where Jack is just standing there peacefully, and she says, I don't have to give you an answer. Really? You don't? Is that how things work in Switzerland now? Just pure brute force? Play cut 4 here. Klaus Schwab is trying to warn us now that we have to protect against a new virus. Oh. You're trying to tell me that COVID tyranny might not be over? Play cut 4.
But we also are at the tail end of the most serious health catastrophe of the last 100 years, COVID-19, and we have to reinforce our resilience against a new virus, possibly, or other risks which we have on the global agenda. We also have to address urgently the issue of climate change.
It's always climate change, isn't it? It's interesting how climate change and the COVID issue and mass invisible viruses, obviously all viruses are invisible, but a mass invisible killer, those seem to be the focus of the people that want to dominate the entire world. Do we have Jack on the line now? Is that right? Jack broke free of detainment? Nope, not yet. Okay, Jack is calling in very soon. We wait patiently to hear that. But this all plays together. They want high gas prices to be able to destroy fossil fuels as we know it. You become easier to control as that occurs. Play cut 25.
Your prices into the summer?
Oh, I think so. I think prices are not going to come down in the next few months. I mean, summer driving season, you only see an increase in demand, and that's when prices usually go up even further. So there is all this demand pressure on the price of fuel. So that you, our Energy Information Administration has said that the price of gasoline is likely to stay above $4 a gallon through this year.
They want that. They want expensive oil. They want expensive energy to be able to reset our energy needs so that you become easier to control. This is one of the goals of what's happening in Davos right now. Let's play cut 17. Klaus Schwab says, look, you know who we need to thank? China. They say that we need to thank China for their leadership in terms of fighting the pandemic, and we now have a window of opportunity to create this global reset. They say they need to have a global reset thanks to China. Play cut 17.
We are coming out thanks also to the leadership of China in terms of fighting the pandemic, in terms of reinvigorating its economy. We have now a window of opportunity to create this global reset which we all need. So we have a great opportunity at this moment, like we had after World War II, to have in some way
a new beginning.
With us right now is Jack Posobiec himself. We don't have a lot of time in this segment, but we want Jack to join us and tell us what happened. Jack, in 90 seconds, tell us what happened with you in Davos, Switzerland.
Yeah, Charlie, we're over here at Davos, Switzerland. We're talking about the new book that's coming out from Turning Point, all about the Great Reset. We're just doing some filming, talking about what's happening, atmospherics, doing some hits for media. And then all of a sudden, just as we were charging our equipment, believe it or not, sitting on the side, outside of one of the restaurants, police van comes out, guys with MP5s start surrounding us, MP5s, getting pointed in our direction, saying, we need your papers, we need your press passes. We had given them already an hour before, shown them our press passes and our passports, but we were detained, we were frisked, hand in the front, hand in the back, and they had MP5s that were pointing in our direction for over an hour, holding us there, making us explain again and again who we were. And Charlie, this was the World Economic Forum police. I have the badges, their sleeve badges, on my video. This was World Economic Forum police directly targeting us.
The WEF Stasi. So, Jack, this is incredible. I want to know how it ended. And it's very clear, Jack, you being in Davos, Switzerland, it caught the attention of somebody. They're not detaining New York Times reporters. But Jack Posobiec right there, everybody, from Human Events Daily, Turning Point USA, right on the front lines of Davos, Switzerland. They had to deploy the Praetorian Guard of the World Economic Forum. Jack, how did you break free of this detainment? What did they say? Give us the latest.
Well, Charlie, it was really amazing because they were not letting me film. I was able to get one piece of footage out. But my brother, who's here with me, he came up, he started feeling, and then the great Savannah Hernandez, who's also out here covering the event, she saw my brother and my wife running towards where we were. She didn't even know what was going on, started running along with them, found out what it was, started getting right in the face of the police officers, filming everything that was going on. And the minute they realized that it was becoming more of a thing, that more journalists were starting to take attention to what's going on, they immediately ran back into their police vans and took off within like 30 seconds of her arriving.
So Jack, this is incredible. But they said so clearly that you're not allowed to film. And it's like the more attention there was, they backed off. And this, to explain to this more, this is the World Economic Forum police, they have their own police force? Like, what's going on here? What's going on in Davos? It sounds like it's become like a police state.
Well, it is actually a police state out here right now, because when we asked them, are we being detained? They wouldn't give us any answers. We asked them, why are we being detained? They wouldn't tell us. They said something vague about, well, you've been out here for a while. Yeah, there's a lot to cover. There's a lot of footage. There's a lot of news. We're covering the news. Right? We're not doing anything untoward. Certainly not acting suspiciously. I mean, I'm dressed like a guy who's reporting, and I'm talking into a camera, right? I think it's pretty obvious what I'm doing. So then, Charlie, what was even more interesting is they started asking, "Tell me what Turning Point USA is. Turning Point USA has sent you out there. Who is that? What are they about? What kind of footage do you have?" Then they said, "Can you show us the footage? Can you show us the various footage that you have? Come on back into our van." And they tried to take one member of the crew back into their van to show the footage. I said, no. You're not going back to anywhere. You're not separating us. We're not playing that game. We're all going to stay together. If you want to look at some of the footage, fine. We'll show you a little bit of it. Because, Charlie, you know what happens next. You start showing them the footage. That's when they start asking for the card. That's when they say, you need to delete that or we're going to confiscate that. Never once did they actually explain to us why it was that we were targeted. But I want to be clear about something. We had already given our names, our passports, and our press pass to the police, to the officials, about an hour prior to this happening. And the same lead officer came back with this new group. So that means to me, it says to me that they looked up who we are and they specifically wanted to give us this higher level of detention because of who we are.
And I mean, that's just incredible. But just talk, Jack. I mean, in Europe, there might have been a little bit of anxiety from you because you don't have constitutional protections like you do in America, right? Like press freedom, it's very arbitrary. So talk a little bit about that, please.
Look, that's part of what it is, right? We have the First Amendment in the United States of America. However, I am not within the confines of the United States of America right here. So these police, they have the ability, if they want to, they can confiscate stuff from us. They can confiscate our cards. They can start deleting things. And before we can get legal involved, they could have taken down all the footage that we've already filmed today for this project that we're putting together. It's basically a docuseries to go along with the book that's come out that's called The Great Global Reset. And so that's all going to be up on tpusa.com. But anyway, we've been filming all day for this. We've been doing live hits, doing my own human events podcast. And the idea that they would come in, take down all of the stuff that we were doing, delete it, and then potentially detain me even further, when at the point where they detained us, my wife wasn't with me, my brother wasn't with me, we didn't know where everybody was. I didn't even know when the next time I would be able to get contact out, because again, they do not have the First Amendment here. They do not have freedom of the press the same way we do in the United States with that kind of latitude.
Jack, God bless you. Stay safe. Unfortunately, where you are right now, the most dangerous thing is the government. That should be a lesson for everyone listening right now here in America. That's the model of government they want to bring to America, where you fear the government. That's where Jack Posobiec is. Jack is not leaving anytime soon.
Charlie, my message, if I can, real quick, for Klaus Schwab. Mr. Schwab, we're not going anywhere.
You heard it there. And by the way, that beautiful background is not a green screen. That is actually Jack on a hill in Davos, Switzerland, as the sun sets in one of the most beautiful parts on the planet, currently occupied by cockroaches that are trying to destroy our civilization. Jack, stay safe from the bad guys of the World Economic Forum, but keep on shining a light. Democracy dies in darkness, Jack. God bless you, and thank you for the plugs of what we're doing at Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Jack, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.